Good morning, MGTOW men. Why do I look uglier than usual? Because it's like 2:30 fucking AM. And I've got lots to do. Oh, give me a brain. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I've got a lot to do. I've got so much to do. Fuck, I've got a lot to do. As a woman who's, you know, was a rude, arrogant little cunt, and she thought, you know, me just being nice to her, just civil, you know, being fucking, you know, oh, how you doing? Would you like a, you know, I scored some raw cacao beans, you know, and that's like the, I'll turn this fucking light off, just the, you're a big man. And you know how you just say, oh fuck, how are you, would you like a sandwich, darling, you know, that kind of shit. Well, it's like there's nothing more to it than that. And so she, you know, the thing with those raw cacao beans, and cacao is different to cocoa because the beans are actually cooked and roasted and ground, you know, and so they're materially different to the raw bean. And what happens is the, they're like peanuts. Oh my god, they're fat shaming me. Oh, you fat cunt. Yeah, fucking oath. The raw cacao beans, or the nibs or whatever, they're like a small fucking peanut, you know, with the skin still on them, you know, and you know, you take them out of the shell and they've got the skin on them. And some are a bit on the tight side, but some, you know, if you wiggle and slightly squeeze the nib, the bean between your fingertips, you can get the skin to come off. And underneath is, this is like, fuck, people go, you know, I just think, Timothy Leary, I'd like to break your fucking neck, you retarded cunt, you know. Because, you know, when you see things in the real world and you go, wow, far out, you know. Well, the cacao bean is not something that you make chocolate from. It is the chocolate, you know. You know, it's the chocolate. And when you see it, when you get the skin off the fucking bean, you just go, fuck, that's chocolate. That's not a bean. You know, it's like, you know how you get the white navy beans that they make baked beans out of, you know? Well, you know, and you can grind beans up into flour and you can cook them and all this sort of stuff. So there's a sort of relative sort of sense of sort of several steps or whatever of dissociation from the bean in the bean pod to actually sort of some other sort of fucking product, you know. But when you get the cacao beans and you skin them, it's chocolate. It's the chocolate, you know, and it's like, fuck, you know. And for all you chocolate heads out there, when you, this is also a really fucking trippy sort of thing, is that if you get like raw cacao beans and you get like a, say a 500 gram bag of them or something like that, you know, like there was a time when I would eat a family bar of chocolate, you know, go, this is really nice, yum, yum, you know, sugar, 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 and like, and there's nothing wrong with cacao beans, but be fucked, you know, I couldn't, I got, to, you know, I'd have a bowl full of the cacao beans, and I'd have a handful, and then the next day I'd have half a handful, and then the next day I'd have like a quarter of a handful, and then the next day I'd have five or six, and then the next day I'd have like two or three, you know. And what I found is that, you know, there's a difference between eating, you know, candy store fucking chocolate, and there's a difference between eating between that and dark chocolate, and then there's a difference between those two sort of all together and eating the raw cacao beans. And the beans are really are nice. They are like the, they are the fucking chocolate, you know. You know, you just grind them up and blend them with a bit of fat, you know. And you got chocolate, you know. Like, I might have to do that though, get raw, make raw chocolate from raw cacao beans and just grind them up with a in a blender into a powder, and then put the powder, mix it with some kind of fat to make it into a chocolate, you know, like a dark chocolate where it's say like 90% cacao, and but instead of having the cocoa, which is the cooked version of the cacao bean, having the raw cacao bean, as in cacao raw bean type chocolate. Because I don't know why, but when I made the fucking beans, when I, you know, started eating the raw beans, I thought, well, I can't eat fucking these, you know, like they're not bad, but I can't. You know, the family bar of chocolate, you just go, oh, mate, oh, yum, 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 yum. And then the raw cacao beans, I couldn't go fucking near them, you know. And, you know, I don't know why. I got no idea why, but I couldn't, you know, just having, you know, two or three of these little fucking beans, you know, two or three of these little beans. I'll say if this is like a fucking pencil, you know. You know, oh fuck, where's the camera on this fucking thing? You know, if that's like a standard sort of pencil, well, the bean would be sort of like that sort of big, you know. And I couldn't get more, you know, after I'd sort of gotten a bit of a taste for them, I thought, I can't eat these. But anyway, I was so amazed by the fact that you get the raw cacao beans, and when you peel the skin off, you know, you just sort of roll them between your fingertips and the skin sort of comes off on most of them, that it was like, this is chocolate. This is not something you make chocolate from. This is the fucking chocolate, you know. And I was so thrilled about this. I was giving taste tests and little samples to everybody I came across. I thought, fuck, this is really amazing, you know. And anyway, this conceited fucking bitch, I gave her a few to try. She goes, oh, what is this, what is this, you know. And I says, oh, you know, she said, I says, it's what you make chocolate from. She says, oh, no, no. Yeah, and there's three little fucking beans, like about the same size as sort of smallish navy beans, you know, like baked bean type tinned baked beans type beans, you know, small, sort of smallish, you know. And I gave her two or three of those, and she says, "Oh no, I can't eat those, you know, I'll get fat, you know." And three, I thought, "You fucking, fuck off, you know, you retarded, nasty little cunt, you know." And, you know, fuck off. And, anyway, so what happened was, yeah, she... I won't give this away, but she's saying, "Oh, good boy, good boy, you lost a bit of weight. Oh, good boy, good boy," you know. And she genuinely believes I look about 35, maybe 38, when I'm actually somewhere quite close to 60. I won't say which side of the line, because otherwise that'll remove, you know, Grandpa Solo Man's bragging rights about being shit-stirred by the young people of today, disrespecting their elders, when I'm probably fucking older than him, you know. Yes. And Terrence Pops easily qualifies as a younger brother. Oh! So, you know. Anyway, she's going, "Oh, good boy, you lose weight, oh, good boy," you know, and I started fucking just a little bit rankled at that, you know, just, you know, like it's the put-down kind of, you know, like she's not my mother, and I'm probably older than her, you know, and so I started shit-stirring her, saying, Oh, grandma, oh, old lady, you know, fucking on the walking frame and on the walking stick and, you know, you old lady, oh, you old, you know, fuck. And she wasn't genuinely angry, but she was kind of didn't appreciate the shit stirring, you know, and, yes, you know, because that sort of, I don't know, it just puts her in a fucking place. I'm just tired of her. I mean, I like her. I like her to a little bit of an extent, but, you know, from that flipping around to saying, oh, I'm too good for you. I'm not going to eat these. I'll eat them later and because I don't want to get fat, you know, like three little fucking navy bean size bits of, you know, cocoa beans. And, you know, and she doesn't, she's never actually, see, I don't qualify any woman or any idiot that basically comes in on the gossip, you know, "Oh, well, I heard this about this person, I heard that about that person," you know. And she knows nothing about what I do. And, yeah, you know. In spite of some really incredible sort of injuries, I do a lot of really remarkable things with my life. I just don't fucking advertise it because, you know, the gossip columns and oh fuck, you know, the fucking peanuts of the peanuts of bum fuckistan, you know. You know, fuck. And anyway, so, yeah, so she thinks, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm gainfully employed and I've got a lot of stuff to do and it's all really, really good stuff. And she goes, "Oh, you're fat, you got no job, oh, you're fat." You know, so I, she's never actually ever made the effort to spend any time with me and she's never actually found out anything about me from me. She's just one of these fucking, you know, so, you know, I don't go out of my way to be overtly hostile, but I go out of my way to be, just superficially friendly, and when she sticks it up me, I'm quite happy to stick it back up her. Oh, you good boy, you good boy, you know. You old woman, you old woman, you know. And sort of rubbing it in that she's not like 22 and fucking fabulous, fabulously fertile. She's actually over the hill. She has very little in the way of sexual market value, and she has no commercial or business sort of skills. You know, she's not fucking, she won't push herself to learn English properly, and she won't push herself to sort of get anything done, you know. So, you know, she's of no value, you know, sexually. You know, I'm not, you know, if I was on a desert island and it was just me and her and we're going to be stuck there for eternity, I don't know, I might change from fucking the coconuts, you know, to fucking her. But, you know, I wouldn't go out of my way to chase the issue, you know. Besides, I think the coconuts make better conversation. But it's good, you know what I mean? You just don't put up with their shit, you know. You just, fuck, I don't know. But yeah, go out of your way to get some of those raw cacao beans, you know. Get a fucking handful. Get a pack, like, you know, 250 grams of them or something like that. And see what they're like compared to eating, you know, the candy shop sugar-filled chocolate and the actual dark chocolate that's like, say, 90 or 95% cacao, you know, or cocoa. You know, the Dairy Queen, the dairy milk type, or what they call it in Australia, you know. There's lots of milk and there's milk fat, you know, kofa, I think it is. You know, sugar, all that sort of shit in the candy type fucking chocolate. And, yeah, so, and then see what it's actually like compared to real, genuine, raw cacao bean type chocolate, you know, the raw cacao beans. It's a totally different thing. And, yeah, I'll shut up on that.